Good afternoon, Evergreen.
Good afternoon. Is Teresa there?
This is her.
Hey, Teresa. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Hey, just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. I know last we were in contact, you mentioned, you know, you might have some plans for bringing on some mowers and a truck.
Yes.
Did you ever go through with those plans or had anything else, you know, planned?
We're always buying.
We didn't
buy our trucks already, but mm-hmm. we are in the process of trying to get some of our loans paid off, and then we will need to be buying, I know, at least two, if not four more mowers.
Oh, okay.
So we're not ever done buying.
Right.
In fact, there's other heavy equipment that we're having to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's never a completely done thing.
Right, it's ongoing. Okay, I understand. And with that other heavy equipment that you, did you guys just start adding those on, or did you get, you know, better jobs or bigger jobs?
We have gotten some bigger jobs that require us to be able to, like, move pallets faster, and yet we need to get the equipment down the road, and having a heavy tractor is not the easiest, so.
Oh, yeah.
We've been working ourselves to death once we got to the job. Now we're trying to find some equipment that will do the same as a tractor, just easier to haul down the road.
Right, exactly. So you guys are looking at, you know, more skid steers or loaders? Yeah.
I don't know. He had said a mini loader.
Right.
But I don't know. He's been working on these jobs and seeing what everybody's using, so he's trying to go from that direction, see what he needs.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And, yeah, I mean, did you guys have, you know, a pretty good year so far, or did you guys start picking up where you're taking on those newer jobs?
It really hasn't stopped. It's just what it is the jobs are just getting bigger, I think. You know, it's not it's not so many of the little ones, and it's getting a little further out of town, so.
Right, and so having to travel out and everything.
Yeah, so it's the heavy equipment and the trailers and the trucks that are what's become the need right now.
Right.
More
okay. More reliable trucks. Yeah, I know. When they start breaking, it feels like the whole thing just starts falling apart.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So, yeah, when is your timeline really on the trucks and the other equipment?
Well, we were. Hopefully, this week I can go over some of our finances to see where we're at, because we are pretty much maxed out.
Right.
You know, we have borrowed and done all that stuff, so we're trying to see what we have that to release some of our collateral.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you guys, are you looking to, like, refinance, or are you guys just needing some extra cash flow?
We don't want to refinance anything, and we don't.
Right.
What we do is just put our trucks and trailers up for collateral on pretty much all of our loans.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing.
Oh, okay.
Everything's pretty much tied up right now.
Right. And do you guys, like, you have lines of credit, or do you guys use other, like, shorter-term loans?
No, we just do 2-year, 3-year loans.
Right.
But we don't have any line of credit.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, I'm sure you guys are familiar. We do, you know, working capital, and, you know, some of the benefits is it is unsecured, so you don't have to, you know, put up collateral or any of your assets, but we are able to free up 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. And it is, you know, it's just shorter term. It's generally ranges from 3 months in the shortest, and then 3 years in the longest. So it's really quick, and, you know, some that definitely a lot of businesses use, you know, as bridge loans between jobs or, like, cash flow reasons, expansion. Like, how do you guys kind of use those loans for? Just between jobs, or?
No, we just strictly use those loans for actual items.
Okay.
We don't ever use any loans to pay payroll, any loans to do taxes. We do everything as money comes in.
Okay, so you guys use it for more, like inventory?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Any loan we get will have, like, it is a piece of equipment of some kind.
Right.
Yeah, and so that we can keep our money flowing to keep everything else going.
Right, exactly. And that's, like, you know, the benefit with us as well is we also do equipment financing. So, like, you know, that 10 to 15% is unaffected by the equipment. Because a lot of people, they like to use their lines of credit, you know, for equipment or whatever, like, whatever kind of cash. But we do the financing as well. So we're able to get you in those programs and also free up you know, that extra cash if needed. And the, you know, the max amount, like to give you a big example, what were sales like last year for you?
You what?
What were your gross annual sales like last year for you?
About 2 million.
Okay. So right off that, you know, we'd be able to get you around, you know, 200,000. You know, this could be a little more, it could be a little less that you could use, you know, to benefit the business. Now, you wouldn't have to take out the full amount. I mean, if you guys only, like, how much do you guys usually use for your materials?
That's hard to say because we use quite a bit of it. We're buying material all the time.
Right.
I mean, just irrigation alone, within a year we spent about 160.
Uh-huh.
70,000 in just irrigation material.
Right, and with that, you flip it over, are you able to, like, what's usually your margins on that material?
That varies. It's usually not, most of the time it's just kind of like double depending on the price of it because it's, you know, we're talking 50 cents here, pipe, depending on the job. But we get our, you know, at least half of that back or double of that back.
Right, okay. Well, that's great. That's a great return. And if you guys, I mean, how often do you guys do that? Like once a month or once every couple months?
No, we do, usually it's about 10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's 10,000 a week, I mean. And then sometimes we're doing more than that. Like the vendor I have, we just upped our credit to 15,000.
Right.
So that we could, we pay as we get our invoices. Some of our invoices have gone up over 10, so we needed to up things so that we could have leeway there. So, I mean, it's hard to say because we're so seasonal that when December, January comes, I mean, we're only ordering bare minimal, you know, get by, stock the shelves. So once February, March hits,
it's
one of those things when you're in the contractor like we are,
right?
Goal. I mean,
yeah.
Trust me with what you say is the line of credit, so that at any given point he needed something, he could.
Right, he could
get the money and then not have to take the whole thing out. It's just there.
Right, and that, yeah, that comes with it. And this is, it is like a term loan, like what you guys use. You know, it's comparable to a line of credit in the sense that we can get you approved for the most amount possible, and then you could take what you need, right? But it is term. So, like, say we get you approved for 200,000, and he's like, oh, I only need 50,000. You know, you could take the 50,000, and then, you know, the terms are more discussed at that point. It's like, say he needs it over 3 months or like a year, you know, however long. Yeah, so it's not like a line of credit, unfortunately, where it's like an account you just pull on whenever, you know.
Yeah.
It is, in the sense, it's similar in that, yeah, we can get you approved for as much as possible if you only want 50. And as soon as you pay back, so say he's like, I only need the 50 for a three-month term. Once you get 1.5 months into it, we can actually, you know, you refinance, basically. We can get you better rates and get you approved for more money. So, like, we're trying to build relationships with businesses, you know, so it's definitely,
so we say we borrow 50 and we borrow it for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
4 months into this loan and we need another 30,000.
Right.
Is that what, like, you're saying? We could
like yeah, correct. Like 3 months in, you'd be able to, after once you get halfway through the loan, even paying off early, you get a discount if you pay off early. And if you get halfway through the loan, you're able to, yeah, refinance and get more money. So it's definitely a program available to, like, for these instances where companies, you know, constantly flip over material, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a way, too, you can prepare through your year because it is termed and short-term. You can go long or short for, like you said, you have those months that are kind of slower. You can hold off, you know, or if you needed more during those times as well. It's however you see fit.
Yeah, because I typically pay all the way up to give me 3 months in advance to get me past those slow months.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Payment is not required at that time. That's what we've been doing, so we make it.
Right, exactly. And you guys, you know, we know that you guys know what you're doing, so it's definitely, you know, however you see fit for the business. It's, I mean, the best way to think about it is like a custom loan, you know. You guys kind of customize your terms because they will, once they get an approval, they'll give you some options to choose from. You know, term and, you know, the types of paybacks as well.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'll do is, because I got your information, because didn't you want me to fill out my credit app?
Right, yeah, we sent it over. There was an application for that. I think I might have sent you, I think it was that for sure was the working capital, but also I think I sent equipment as well, because you mentioned mowers at one point.
Yes.
I could resend you an application if you'd like.
I think I have it right here. I just searched my inbox real fast. Yeah, okay. You get, I see the equipment one.
Right.
And there's the other one.
Yeah, and that one is whatever, you know, applies to you. It's a universal application. So if you, do you guys accept credit cards with your customers?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, you can fill that out as well. And with that application, we just need some other documents to get approval. It'd be 6 months business bank statements, because they look at the cash flow of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be most recent, you know, tax return. Do you have 2015, or did you get an extension?
We got an extension.
Okay, no problem. 2014 will work just fine. And then it'd be 4 months of your merchant statements, because they look take that into account. It goes with the cash flow and the banks as
like
well.
Merchants from all of them?
From?
Like you say, our merchant statements from who?
From, like, your credit card processors.
I have two. Okay.
Yeah, just the 4 months, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was thinking of, I guess I was thinking vendors, not merchants. Sorry.
No problem. It's kind of confusing. yeah, so it would just be the merchant statements, bank statements, and tax return and application. And we can get you, you know, an answer. If you're able to get it to me, you know, by tomorrow, I can get you an answer by the end of the week, what you guys be looking at.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I'll talk to John and see if he's wanting to do that route, because I know he's needing equipment.
Right.
We have a big job that's coming up in the next probably 3 weeks to 4 weeks, and I know that's pushing it, but we could have a decision.
Right.
Made on that if we wanted to buy some equipment. So.
Right. Exactly. And we can get you, you know, going as soon as possible. As I know, this 3 to 4 weeks will come up, you know, before they know it.
Yeah,
it's just right around the corner. So yeah, go ahead and, you know, have a talk with John. And when should I, you know, touch base with you?
Give me a call back Friday.
Okay.
Because I know tomorrow he's going to be at one of the locations, but I'm going to talk to him tonight and see what he says. But then, just in case I don't hit him up tonight and can't talk to him tomorrow, then I know Wednesday or Thursday I can catch him in the office.
Okay. All right, Teresa. Well, sounds good. I'll also go back then.
All right. Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah. Thanks for your time. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.